Today's Leading Women episode 643 with the wonderful Tia Dubuzon.
Women all over the world, get ready for inspiring and empowering interviews from women at the top of their field who are kicking butt in their business and who are prepared to share shocking revelations from being in the limelight. You are now listening to Today's Leading Women with Marie Grace Berg.
Podcast your passion. Yes. Did you know you can podcast your passion, make a difference, and make money talking about what you love talking about? That's how I get to do what I'm doing, talking to wonderful women every day here at Today's Leading Women. Want to learn how I did? Go to podcastyourpassion.com. That's www.podcastyourpassion.com. Yes, women of the world, let's get started. I am delighted to introduce you our amazing guest for today, Tia Dubuzon. Tia Dubuzon is the president and co-founder at Bellflower Technologies. She is a wife and mother, mentor, life coach, businesswoman, and overall a humanitarian. Her drive behind Bellflower Technologies is to help others to tap into their natural potential, identifying and unlocking the gifts within to drive them into their destinies. To learn more and connect with Tia, I'd love for you to go to search for Bellflower Technologies. So that's Bellflour on Facebook, Technologies on Facebook and LinkedIn, or you can connect with her via email. That's tdubuzon@bellflourtech.com. I know it's a little hard to pronounce and maybe to write also, but I'll make sure to have this on our show notes. So that's tdubuzon at Bellflower Tech, which is bellflourtech.com. And like what I've said, I'm going to have this on the show notes as well, so you can connect with her through email or through their social media at LinkedIn and Facebook. Women of the world, Miss Tia Dubuzon. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Marie Grace. It's a pleasure being here with you and your audience, and I thank you for allowing this opportunity to have this dialogue.
I am excited and delighted to have you on the show, and I'm sure our listeners are as well. So, Tia, I really love what you are doing with your business, especially with Bellflower Technologies. You are a success in your own right. You put in the effort, you know, the sweat equity, the knowledge and experience to build a special business you call your own. As a result of that, our listeners really want to get to know you, and I want to provide that conduit, you know, that bridge between you and our listeners. So here are some cool questions that we can talk about. Feel free to comment anytime about them, but these are just general questions I have in mind. So let's start with your business. You know, there might be people out there who want to start one and have no clue how to go about it. Can you tell us more about your business and the idea behind that niche?
Yes. So our business, as you heard by the name, Technologies, and what we decided to do as a husband and wife duo with 25 plus years of experience with technology background, we decided, you know, I believe, can do this for ourselves. We can do this for other customers, for other clientele. And what we decided to do, my husband came up with a twist on the agile techniques. To help to bring forth customized software for our corporate clients in twice the time. Cuts the time in half, excuse me. So when we did that and we had our first success with a couple of clients and we saw the power in what it did for their business, then we knew we were onto something. So basically using agile techniques to customize software for clientele to help them to better reach their audience, their customers, gain new clients, and retention of their current clients.
I love what I hear about your business, and I love that you and your husband was able to leverage or create this customized software for your clients that using these technologies, agile techniques that you have and you are putting out there to help other businesses. So it's great that you shared along with us. But what continues to inspire you doing this business?
What continues to inspire me is just exactly what you said in the tagline. I think technology can be used as a tool to actually bring out the greatness, not only in people, but in business. It's not just something that you just use, you know, once or twice. This is at the core of every business. Now, you are in some way, shape, or form running as a technology company, even if it's not in your name. And we wanted to make a technology where people don't feel hard locked to, you know, and because they didn't have the foresight to see down the road the changes in their industry, to make those as inclusions to their current changes in their technology. We didn't want people to feel hard like, well, you should have saw, you know, 10 years down the line. We make certain changes that are easy to build upon. The platforms are easy to work with. And everybody feels as though it's not difficult to go for this change, but actually they embrace the change because they see the positive benefits over and over again. And it just reinforces everything that we went into business for. We can do this and do it in a manner where people do not feel painted into a corner with one change. And then they're so hard locked in that change, they have to call us back. People call us back because they want to call us back if necessary, if it's even necessary.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, technology really enhances our lives. It really made our lives better and easier and smarter. We work smarter, we live smarter because of technology. So absolutely, I love that you have this technology out there that are helping people make their lives better with these techniques, with the software that you are putting out there. All right, let's talk about how you prepared for success that turned this idea or that turned this inspiration into a reality. Can you share our listeners what are some of your personality traits or your top three personal qualities that help you become a successful entrepreneur that our listeners can learn from?
I would say top biggest things I would say, and I'm really going to sum it up in one word. I'm going to say moxie. You have to have a lot of moxie. And moxie really, it encompasses a lot, but the core of moxie is courage, skill, and know-how. You have to, I think, just as a woman in particular, you have to fight for your courage, especially in a hard science or in a technological industry. You got to fight for your courage. Because we're, you know, maybe told that we should move more towards the softer sciences or this or that, and there are a lot of challenges. But I think you fight for your courage with a healthy competitive edge. And I'm going to use a sports analogy here. Even if it's debate, it doesn't matter if you were on the court in a uniform, whatever it is, you learn certain strategies in sports that help you to overcome that defender, that help you to overcome who you are, you know, actually in a sense in competition with. So, I would say definitely that. I think your skills, you definitely have to build upon your skills continually. Don't ever stop learning and you never arrive. And I think with that, you will become familiar with the know-how that it will take to build a proper strategy to actually get you to your next goal. And you never stop setting goals, but after you attain that goal, you build more strategy to get to your next goal. So I would say moxie. You definitely have to have a lot of moxie.
Love it. So that's courage, having the skills and the know-how. Great qualities or traits here that Tia just shared with us. And the good news is that we can all cultivate and adapt this into our lives and into our business as well. All right, let's talk about what happened when you started your journey as an entrepreneur. You know, as entrepreneurs, we face daily challenges that define our being. And to get through those challenges takes a very special person. And our audience wants to know that special person in you. So what have been your biggest challenges building your business? And how have you addressed or overcame those barriers to success that a lot of women entrepreneurs face today?
I would say for me, it wasn't so much becoming an entrepreneur because I always had that, I think, in my spirit. But definitely the shift of being an entrepreneur with a family, that was a big shift for me. And that was something that I had to learn because family is so important. And I never wanted to feel as though I was fitting my family in to what I was doing on my professional side. There had to be a balance. And for me, that was probably a huge challenge. So for me, I think to overcome that challenge, I had to not only look at the business tools as applying them to business, but I had to then take them and apply them to my family life as well. So for instance, time management, yes, there's a certain format you use in your company and in your business, but the same format can work at home if you incorporate it properly. So I think by incorporating these things and not making them mutually exclusive, but inclusive, has helped us to have a family and business that's in a balanced manner where both can thrive. And the key here for us was balance, for sure. Definitely for us, we are in South Florida based. We are global. Majority of our clientele are near shore, which means South America, Mexico, and even here in South Florida, a lot of Spanish. So I had to dust off my 5 years of Spanish that I hadn't used for years and get back into that, because definitely that is very important to know your customer and to really relate with your customer one-to-one. Not that our customers don't speak English, but it's always great to have a second language, I think. I don't care what it is, but just know the cultural landscape of who your customer base is. And I think that just helps to build a bridge there as well. And probably a third thing I would say, for us being more technology background, we needed to get better at telling our story, because what we do doesn't necessarily define who we are. So we had to get better at telling the story of who we are outside of what we do in the technology space. So
Lots of great lessons in those challenges that you shared with us. I'm sure a lot of us can relate to this. And what you shared about making the family and business inclusive and being able to apply whatever techniques or systems that you have in both in family and business, what a great perspective there. And I love that those tips. And yeah, learning and relating to your customers, especially learning about their cultural landscape, their language. Yes, that is so important, especially in a world where we are so interconnected with each other nowadays. Really important to go really deep and knowing your customer. Getting better at telling your story. Oh, I totally agree with you, especially in the tech world. I'm sure, and there's still a lack of women in tech, but I believe that that's really true, that you people in tech, we have this image, that we think, for me, like, for example, when these people are behind the scenes because they are programming or coding or doing this all this tech stuff. And yes, I agree with you. I mean, being able to go out there and put yourself out there and tell your story so that people can relate and can see also the other side of your life, not just being there at the back end, like you are creating something or you're programming or coding or something that we cannot relate to. But when you're putting yourself out there, people will be able to resonate more and see the other side of you as a business owner, as a tech expert. So yeah, love those tips that you shared with us in terms of these challenges that you have encountered and how you're able to overcome them. So thanks for sharing those. Let's talk about work-life balance, because this is an area that a lot of us, I'm sure, are challenged with. And especially for us entrepreneurs, the challenge really is to learn how to click on and click off and create a work-life balance, particularly if you have a family juggling many roles. So in your life as an entrepreneur, how do you maintain this work-life balance, and what are some of the ways that you accomplish this in the areas of your health, your family, your relationships, and your business?
I think the first things you have to ask yourself is you have to say what's important to you, and you have to rank them. And once you rank what is important to you, you keep your daily walk, your daily life in that balance. And you start with, for me, and like this could be different for everybody, but I think you have to put down two or three things and stay in that order. For me, it has to be God first, okay? Family second, and my business is third. This does not mean that any one area will lack in attention to detail when it comes to quality or output of productivity. It just means that when you do these things in a proper order, it reduces your stress. And for me, that equals health. Because if you have all of that, your day just flows. Everyone is at peace. And that's how you want to do with things. You want to do things in balance. And I think when you make your list, be careful not to shuffle these things. Sometimes, you know, life can take twists and turns and you'll be tempted to shuffle them out of order. And when you do that, it will become out of whack. Your day will become out of whack, and then a day can turn to a week that turns out of whack. And when you then go back to your original order, again, you will see where your stress will be reduced and that healthy balance will be restored. So figure out what's important to you, rank it, and stick to that plan no matter what.
I love those tips that you shared with us. So simple, and yet it's so important. I love how you put them in to figure out what's important to you, rank them according to how they're important to you, put them in order. Because, yeah, I agree with you. Order reduces stress. And, of course, stick with them. Stick with this order. Stick with what it is that you are doing that really is working. And for our listeners out there, I know this is an area that a lot of us are challenged with, but let's incorporate it, or let's try to incorporate these tips that Tia is sharing with us and how she's able to overcome, how she's able to have a balance or work-life balance by putting things in order, by ranking what's important to you, figuring out first what's important to you, ranking them out, putting them in order, and sticking with the plan. Great tips there. Now let's talk about success and what success means to you. Your business appears to be financially doing quite well, and with that, success flows into other areas in the entrepreneur's life. Now, we'd like to also say that success is a mindset. I can have $10 in my pocket, but my mind feels like a millionaire. I feel great about myself and I'm moving forward. The opposite way will be a multi-billionaire and be totally miserable. So am I successful? Financially, yes. Individually, probably not. So in your journey as an entrepreneur, what does success mean to you, and what are some of the benchmarks that you use to measure your success?
I think it goes back to an earlier question when we asked, why did we even start the company to begin with? We started this company because we knew that we could not only build technological systems that would help people in their business, but we knew that in a way we would be able to build people up and create and really have the technology kind of drive and dictate a completely different environment within their company. What do we mean by that? How people interact with one another, how they actually not only deal with their external customers, but how they can better work with and not have their internal customers feel like they're working for them. How do we improve the landscape for everyone in the company from, you know, top to bottom? How do we do that where everybody feels like they're a winner? And how we measure some of that is just from feedback from our customers. When they say, hey, you know, when you introduce Google Hangout, now I notice more so that we have our Ecuador and Colombian campus, we feel like we truly are one campus. We truly feel like we have achieved that goal for ourselves. We feel like we're doing things in real time. We have reduced some of the time workloads in getting to some of our end goals. That has reduced stress. That has actually helped interactions with our employees, you know. And when you start with the internal customers and you make them feel better about how they're doing what they do, it will translate to your external customers. I have no doubt about that. So when we get feedback like that, that is a measure of our success and why we even wanted to start our business to begin with. Not just to be another technology company that pumps out this great, you know, software, but what can the software do to change the landscape within the interactions, the human interactions, not only outside of the company, but inside your corporation.
Absolutely. I mean, nothing is as gratifying and fulfilling than getting those great feedback from our happy and satisfied clients. Absolutely. All right. I know you've given us a lot of tips already, but I'd love for us to talk about one of the highlights of our show. And that's your advice for other entrepreneurs and those aspiring to be, especially to those who want to follow your footsteps. You obviously got some lessons learned under your belt of experience. So take it back to the past. say you're going to start all over again as an entrepreneur, and you are in a class with other entrepreneurs who are hungry and thirsty for success or even for making that first buck. What types of special suggestions or advice and lessons that you learn would you give your fellow entrepreneurs, knowing where you came from and where you headed at? And if you could boil them down to your top three tips or advice, what would those three be?
I would say number one, go for it. I would say no matter what it looks like, go for it. It's not going to come without challenges, but what I would say, you're going to have to approach your entrepreneurship as though the challenges although the challenges exist, they should not exist in your own mind. You're going to have to ignore the challenges in your mind in order to move forward. Don't put so much attention and focus on the challenges that you don't put that same amount of time or more so into the strategies to overcome them. Okay. Number two, I would surround yourself with good, wise counsel. Those who are motivated to constantly pull out the strength that lies within you. That could be a grandma, a pastor, a friend, a person from a tech conference that basically sees the potential in you. They've been where you've been, and you want to be where they are now. I would say reach out to them, and you just never know who may be willing to be that motivator for you. And number three, I would say remove all distractions. While you're doing this, you are definitely going to have to remove anything that is a distraction in your life in order to focus and get that initial inertia to move past some of those challenges initially. And once you get your momentum, everything will flow and it'll be great. It still will not be without challenge, but you've been there. You'll know how to strategize. You'll have a plan to get beyond them. So that's what I would share as my top three.
Golden nuggets in those tips that you shared with us. So let me just summarize them again for our listeners. So the first one is to just go for it. Whatever your idea is, put it out there. Get feedback and iterate from there and approach. I like what Tia just shared with us, approaching as if challenges don't exist. Ignoring those challenges because they are going to be there anyway, but not to focus on them and be discouraged when those challenges happen. The second one is to surround yourself with good counsel. I mean, really important to connect yourself with other people, mentors, people that are moving in the same direction as you, people that can be inspiring you to achieve those goals that you set for yourself and for your business. The third one, which is really important, especially in our world today where there is so much to things, so much to do, so much ideas, so much everything. Remove all distractions. Really, and this is a skill, you really have to learn how to focus and remove those distractions that are not going to help you get to the goal that you want to achieve. So great tips here that Tia just shared with us. Let's take action on them today, and I'll make sure to have them on our show notes. Last but not the least, Tia, share our listeners that one woman out there that you admire the most and why.
Oh, wow. It has to be my mother. Oh, my mom. When you talk about a woman who had to basically ignore the challenges that lie before her to do everything that she had to do in order to overcome them and come up with strategies and do it with grace, that is just truly goodness and mercy will just follow her all the days of her life for just the grace that she actually just does life. So I would say no matter what, you would never know what was on her plate because she addresses the same day with the same grace and just the same beauty. And it translates, you know, she wins favor with people because of that. You know, she's very constant, very consistent, even though she may be on a roller coaster ride, you would never know it. So I would definitely have to say my mom and just how she looks at life and her perspective and how she takes on challenges is just beautiful.
What an inspiration that was. So to your mom for being such an inspiration, not only to you, for being able to overcome those challenges with grace, going with life with grace. What an inspiring that one is. We salute her for being an inspiration to all of us here at Today's Leading Women. Lastly, Tia, share our listeners what's one big benefit that they can get with your product or your service, where they can get it, and what's the best way that our listeners can connect with you, and then we'll end from there.
I would say the best way is just if you're a customer that you know for your company, if you look at a software off the shelf and it does not meet your needs, you would have to make a few changes to it or maybe multiple changes to make it actually a perfect tailored fit for your company, you need to give us a call. And what we'll do is we can consult with you. You can reach out over email and just give a little time where we can meet either on phone or Skype, whatever, or in person, whatever is best for you. And from there, we can then get a list or a set of your requirements and your needs and actually better understand your company and what you are trying to do beyond your four walls. So definitely, I would recommend that. And if you basically are a person that you maybe have a customized software and it no longer meets your needs, or you want to say for the next 10 years, you want something that's going to be elastic, that's going to be able to grow and shrink with your company, give us a call. If you need to get rid of your data center, you're looking at maybe moving to the cloud, we can do that for you. We can build a platform to get everything moving in the cloud and save you money. If you need data analytics, we also can do that as well. That will provide you reports that will help you to better understand what you're doing now and what you could be doing better and how to incorporate them the best way. So I would say that. So, yeah.
All right. So for our listeners out there, I'd love for you to connect with Tia at via email at tdubuson@bellflaretech.com, or if you can, or go to LinkedIn and Facebook and connect with them through that social media platform at Bell Flare Technologies. It's BELLEFLEUR Technologies. And I'll make sure to have this on our show notes. I highly encourage you, especially if you are an organization or a company or are a small business owner who needs the services, especially the tech part of your business, really encourage you to connect with Tia. And you can email her at tia@dubuson, D-U-B-U-I-S-S-O-N at bellflaretech.com. I'll have this on the show notes as well. Or you can just go to Facebook and LinkedIn and connect with her via there as well. Again, her email is tdubuison@bellflaretech.com. That's BELLEFLEUR tech.com. Tia, thank you so much for being so generous in sharing your time, your inspiring story, your expertise, for being a role model to many, and for bringing such a positive energy with our listeners today. Women of the world, including me, appreciate you and wish you more success in business and in your life.
Thank you very much, Marie, for having me. This has been wonderful. Thank you.
Podcast Your Passion. Yes. Did you know you can podcast your passion, make a difference, and make money talking about what you love talking about? That's how I get to do what I'm doing, talking to wonderful women every day here at Today's Leading Women. Want to learn how I did? Go to podcastyourpassion.com. That's www.podcastyourpassion.com.
Feeling inspired and empowered to make it happen? Then take the next step and go get your free guide to the top 10 resources that today's leading women use to stay at the top of their game, plus Marie's favorite today. Visit todaysleadingwomen.com/guide for your free download, and we'll see you on the next episode of Today's Leading Women with Marie Grace Berg.